Here's your Stoke FM news for Thursday, January 26, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The snowpack this year is unpredictable and risky because skiers and snowmobilers can trigger large avalanches. Avalanche Canada has consistently been putting out this message since the end of December when it issued a special public avalanche warning. That's because a cold snap in December ended and a storm swept through the province, adding fresh snow to a weak, sugary layer at the base of the snowpack. The weak layers in this snowpack are only seen once every 10 or even 20 years, Avalanche Canada is saying. Everyone is being taken by surprise, from recreationalists to seasoned backcountry professionals. It's proven to be deadly. 5 people have died in avalanches in BC this winter, including 2 men on Monday near Revelstoke. Zoe Ryan is a public forecaster with Avalanche Canada. She's based in Revelstoke, but was in Canmore when I interviewed her over the phone. And then you said deep, persistent slabs are a problem too. And just describe, and I know a lot of people know what that means, but for the people who don't, describe what that means.
So a deep persistent slab is caused by weak sugary snow at the base of the snowpack. This is a problem that is likely to persist for a long time and is high consequence, meaning it has the capability of producing very large avalanches. The complication with this is that you're less likely to see clues of instability like lumping or cracking snow below your feet. However, despite this lack of obvious clues, there really is a serious potential for large human-triggered avalanches.
And I've been seeing and hearing a lot of information about this snowpack being susceptible to remotely trigger avalanches. Is this the case around the Revelstoke area where people would be going out and touring and snowmobiling here?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there have been remotely triggered avalanches, both on the deep persistent slab problem, as well as persistent weak layers in the snowpack. So riders really need to be aware of slopes that are above and adjacent to them, not only what's underneath their feet. And this is most likely to be a problem if you're venturing into areas that are untracked or haven't seen any traffic throughout the season. So we really encourage people to stick to areas that have been heavily tracked throughout the winter and avoid venturing into untouched zones.
The recommendation from Avalanche Canada is for people to choose terrain, and you just did say don't go into untouched zone, but then also low angle slopes, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. But if you want to describe a little bit more by what is meant by low consequence terrain.
Yeah, for sure. So low consequence terrain means smaller terrain features that are only capable of producing small avalanches, so a size 1 avalanche, and that don't have terrain traps in them. So a terrain trap is anything that will increase the consequence of an avalanche, such as the slope ending abruptly in a divot or cliffs below a slope. So you're really wanting to choose that low consequence terrain and adopt a conservative mindset when you're out in the backcountry.
And I think hopefully most people who get out into the backcountry to recreate do take some courses to learn about the danger and to look for signs. But what I'm hearing from you is that the typical signs of danger are different now. So if you, and you have done a good job of saying what people should be looking for, but people who have done their courses and have a little bit of touring under their belts, but are going out now, how should they approach it differently this winter?
Yeah, so that's a really good point you make, is if you're heading into the backcountry, you need to have avalanche training and you need to have taken an AST course, an AST1 at a minimum. And the other thing that they need to do is do their homework. Make sure you're reading the avalanche bulletin every night before you plan to head into the backcountry, and follow the terrain and travel advice that's being given, and make sure that you're getting the correct forecast for the area that you're heading to.
This year, so far in British Columbia, 5 people have died from avalanches. How unusual are what we're seeing in terms of skier and snowmobile triggered avalanches and the number of people who are getting caught? Is this on par or is it higher than average?
You know, I don't have exact statistics for how many people get caught in avalanches, But certainly there are many people getting surprised out there, both recreationalists and seasoned professionals, which I think is an important point. It's not just people who are new to the backcountry, it's your seasoned veterans who are being surprised by this snowpack. And something that I find really helpful right now is setting my goals in line with the conditions. This really isn't the time to be ticking off objectives or seeking out kind of that steep powder skiing. When I'm heading out, I'm thinking about choosing low angle terrain and enjoying the simplicity of getting out with my friends or getting exercise and being in the outdoors.
Zoe, I don't have any more questions for you. Is there anything else that you think it's important for our listeners in the Revelstoke area to be aware of or to know?
I just wanted to say that people should remember that managing risk doesn't mean that we can't have fun. There's a lot of safe terrain features to play in, such as mellow slopes and dense trees. The avalanche forecasts, they're really an essential part of planning for a safe trip. The nuances of the snowpack layers are described in the details tab of the daily avalanche forecast, and they'll offer more information on what terrain is safe on any given day. So when you're heading out, make sure you get the gear, get the training, and get the forecast at avalanche.ca.
I actually do have one more question. I don't know if I'll use it, but I'm just curious about how Avalanche Canada, how much, you know, when you're kind of repeating the same message consistently about the danger, is there, you know, talking to the media and posting on social media, is there a worry that if you're saying the same message over and over, people will stop listening? Or how do you manage the messaging?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a really big human factor, that kind of messaging fatigue that comes along with danger ratings staying the same day in, day out, and that message being the same. We try to vary our message and give people additional tools to use in their tool belt. But really what it comes down to is you have to be really disciplined this season, both with what your goals are for the winter and how you're traveling in terrain day in and day out.
Thank you so much, Zoe. It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Zoe Ryan is a public avalanche forecaster with Avalanche Canada. Stay tuned to Stoke FM for your news. Later today, we'll hear about the new Incomaplu Valley Conservancy, southeast of Revelstoke. That was announced yesterday by the provincial and federal governments. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.